It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. While Coloradans will decide this November on the legalization of small amounts of marijuana, Fort Collins residents are also voting on whether to overturn a 2011 citywide ban on medical marijuana dispensaries. KUNC's Grace Hood has more on how both sides are working with limited budgets and manpower compared to last year's campaign and what they're doing to get their message out.
Question 301 would repeal a ban passed by Fort Collins voters last year that effectively shuttered the city's 22 medical marijuana dispensaries. Proponents, including the group Citizens for Safer Neighborhoods, are hoping that the larger turnout during the presidential election will reverse last year's decision.
Can you grab one of these two men?
Kirk Skramstad, a former dispensary owner, is spearheading the local effort. He handed out Yes on 301 yard signs at a recent event for Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson, who's a strong supporter of marijuana legalization.
We're a lot smaller than we were last year, but I think this is a really great event that we have that's kind of going to get awareness going for it.
According to the Coloradoan, each side is working with less than $10,000 to advocate their position. That means the messaging war is playing out not on TV, but on signs and leaflets.
So basically, it's really low-key marketing, I guess would be a term, you know?
If passed, the amendment would allow the 22 dispensaries that shut down last February to reopen. It would also pave the way for creating new centers. For every 500 patients in Fort Collins with medical marijuana cards, one new center could open. And that could help strengthen the tax base in Fort Collins, according to supporters.
It doesn't help the economy, especially if they're not reporting it, and you got organized crime figures.
Former Fort Collins Mayor Ray Martinez heads up Vote Against 301 and says he's concerned about teen use of the drug.
I mean, they have easier access, more access, and they have this, their value has changed to think, well, it's safe. And that's just not true.
Local school districts, the Fort Collins City Council, and the Larimer County Commissioners are not taking a formal position on question 301. The Larimer County Sheriff and the Fort Collins Chamber of Commerce are opposing the measure. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.